Welcome to another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors, your frontline defense against identity theft. We're all about prevention. To find out more, go to keepmyid.org. Use the code FSN2 and you can get started now. Welcome. You are listening to the Identity Theft Warriors. I'm Kerry Lutz. This is show number 50. Make sure you don't get speared. You don't want to become a speared fish. Well, Heather Wagenhals is on now. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com, talking about the latest spear phishing scam that is just sweeping the globe that you really don't want to become a part of. Heather, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me back. You know, it's funny, whenever I'm on your show, it's always about something bad.
Yeah. Well, it's good.
I'm excited to be here, but not for the reason I'm here.
Well, it's good because we're warning you and letting you know that these things are out there so you can protect yourself. So let's view it as a positive here, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, spear phishing is a big problem. You know, for folks that have not heard the term, you've heard of phishing of the H-I-S-H,
phishing. Like phishing, yes.
Where criminals are looking for people to cough up sensitive information. But spear phishing is a more targeted form of the internet phishing. So spear phishing is not just like a generic email. Spear phishing is directed at particular people who the fraudsters or scam artists have identified might be able to give them some valuable information. So an example of that scam would be Verizon customers. Like last year when we uncovered, I personally received the call of a phishing where Verizon wanted to reward me with $28 for being a wonderful customer, and I'm on AT&T.
Yeah, well, hey, but you could be a great customer if you wanted to be, right?
Yes. Well, you know what? It's like maybe if they would have given me $28 like 15 years ago when I was a customer of theirs, perhaps.
Yeah. Well, it's too late now. They blew it, so... But yeah, so this is a luck of the draw type scam because you know that X number of people, percentage wise, are going to have Verizon wireless service. I happen to have it, so don't try it on me because I'm a pain in the neck to Verizon. They aren't giving me any money. They're just trying to take my money all the time, right?
Exactly. You know, but we have to be really careful, though, because you know, the way these guys work is, you know, they bait you into some sort of an offer. So what it's doing at its core is what we talk about at Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and that's the biology-based money management. They're trying to get you riled up to do something, and they do it in one of two ways. They either lead you towards pleasure or away from pain. So perhaps you get a message that says, you know what, your account information may have been compromised. You need to re-log in and change your password.
Yeah.
And they take you away to a website you know, like I wasn't at Verizon.com, you know, when I typed it in, you know, they specifically told me over the telephone to type in Verizon28.com.
Oh, and well, lo and behold, that's the same, isn't it? That's exactly
well,
the same,
you know, sometimes
almost.
People use subdomains for special offers. I know that on one of my membership websites, that I have the main website as the domain.com, and then the membership website is members.unlockyourwealth.com. And, you know, I do corporate financial wellness incentive packages. So, you know, for employers that want to give employer-sponsored benefits, we do this. And so that I do, because we have forums and chats unique to each industry, they all have their own subdomain. So it's not completely out of the realm of possibility. But if you have never gone to that website or had not received that offer, and you went there, it looked exactly like the Verizon website. Everything, every button click did exactly what the Verizon website did, except for the main screen where they wanted you to type in to confirm or validate your information. And if you would see me visually, I'm doing like the open quotations.
Yeah.
Close quotations.
Validate means, you know, basically expropriating your username and your password. And if you're like most people, you use that password on a multitude of sites. So one thing I've done, Heather, is I've got different levels of passwords that I use for different sites. And there's the password, very simple, just mostly alpha, couple numbers thrown in, that's for unimportant mailing lists and websites I couldn't care less about, places I'm not doing e-business with. And then I've got one where I might do business with them once or twice. So I've got a slightly more complicated and harder one. And then I've got the ultra hard one. But when you get nailed on one of these phishing things, you got to go back and you have to change everything because you've been scammed.
Well, and you know, in theory, that sounds like a good plan. But the problem is once they get social media, they can become you very easily. And it doesn't take much. And I could become you, Mr. Lutz, in just a few keystrokes if I was able to break some of those non-strong passwords that you have, mm-hmm. It seems like you have a very sophisticated system. But ideally, could be able to break that within a few days if I had the right software.
And it happened to me. Somebody went and cloned my Facebook. They said they were me. They had all my pictures, and they started sending out. Basically the link to connect with them to a whole bunch of people who I knew, and the English was very bad. It was obvious they were not English speakers or not as a first language. And I got like 20 emails from friends and associates saying, "Hey, is this you? It seems very fishy." And at that point, I then I told them, you yourself can't contact Facebook because they've blocked you from communicating with them. And when any of your friends object, they block them as well. So I had to tell everybody who didn't say anything, report them. And within about an hour or two, they were gone. But it was like disconcerting here, Heather. It really was that somebody had just stolen my identity online in a social media thing that, it was just kind of freaky.
Right. And, because you deal in money management, you have a lot of interesting investments and unique investments. These people might have some sort of speculative investment that they figure they could slip right through to your fans and your customers and clients. And that's how it starts. If I was able to get one of your social media things, I could clone the page and have that clone page. And then I would go back into your account and say, "Hey, I've been hacked. This is my new page."
Oh yeah. It's only limited by the imagination of the fraudsters involved and the damage they can do. It was just good that, there were people who are pretty close to that instantly knew, nope, this isn't right. There's something wrong here. And they notified me. But yeah, it could have gotten a lot worse. It was fairly benign the way it was. But, had not taken immediate action, you're right. It could have been dangerous and people could have been hurt as a result of it.
Absolutely. So there are steps that we could take. So first off, we have to accept the fact that there are no shortcuts in protecting our identity. So while the gradation of passwords sounds like a good plan, it's not a good plan. You have to have unique passwords for each and every website. Do not store them in your browser. Do not waste your money on password protection for stuff. If you have to have them, if you're online that much where you have to have them stored, many websites will create credentials so you can log in. So for example, I have special credentialing where I've credentialed my computer to keep my WordPress safe. So I can use WordPress to log in, but instead of, typing in my normal WordPress password, I can create key codes that you should do. And a lot of websites will do that for you where you can generate unique key codes. So all these other websites that use that login information have one-time generated passwords where they're never going to be able to get a hold of you. So you got to get used to having separate passwords for everything that you do on the internet. And so you have to really ask yourself, is me accessing this website totally critical to my life when they start asking for that information? And if it is, then go for it, but create a separate password. Otherwise, just, deal with whatever the publicly available information is and be done with it, you know, because at some point you have to say, what am I willing to give up, you know, in order to access free information, you know, and so that becomes the question. And we need to think in terms of military grade passwords. So 15 characters. Okay. And we're talking two capital letters in an alphanumeric system, two numbers, numerals, the actual number itself, not the word of the number. And you need to have at least two symbols that you can type in easily and be able to access the website. And preferably where it doesn't spell things, because we all think we're so creative when we create, you know, phrases that use letters and numbers and symbols, but everybody knows these universal symbols, IDs, you know? So unless you create your own cryptic code, you know, an at sign is usually what people use to replace an A in a word. And then we have to be really, really careful, you know, when we post stuff on social media, because, you know, how many times are you connected to all your family members? And, you know, Facebook will allow you to connect to them. And it says, this is my brother. These are my sisters. This is my parents. And if you're using mother's maiden name, you know, how easy is that to figure out when you've got your family tree media for the world to see?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I gotten to the point where I'm thinking that I need to basically limit the information that people on Facebook can see about me.
Well, you know, you can have, here's the beautiful thing about the quality of privacy levels that they have on Facebook. So you can create groups. So if you have immediate family and friends that you want to know everything, that they'll be included in the public posts. But if you have something that you only want your family to see, then you just send it out to that group and the public does not see it. Your friends do not see it. Only the people included in that particular group of people that when you post it, although you post it like you would in your normal timeline, you can assign the quality of privacy that it receives. So you can do that. You can share with close friends and family members, but you just have to make sure that you assign specific groups. And when you go to post it, you change the privacy level. And that's how you can continue to use it without having to give up the service totally.
So use because the privacy levels.
You're not
going to
let those people, you know, you're not going to let somebody in your immediate family circle if they're not your immediate family, bottom line.
Yeah, I gotcha. So use password or security levels on any site that allows you to do that.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yes. So. And most of the social media will allow you qualities of sites, except for like Twitter, because that's just, it's out to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, unless you create a specific group and then people can ask to be a part of those groups. So you have to be careful about that.
Yeah. I see your point. Yeah. That makes quite a bit of sense. And, so it's something you need to be aware of. It's something you need to do if you haven't done it already, for sure, because this is dangerous. It's really dangerous. It can cost you a fortune or cost you a fortune in time. And that's why it's so important that you really get aware of this stuff. You need to be aware first and foremost, right? I mean, you have to be
well,
aware.
Exactly, because time is not a renewable resource. You can always go out and earn more money, but you can't get back the hours that you invested in correcting or repairing your credit or identity. That you just don't get that back.
No, it's gone. You know? Once it's gone, it's gone.
Mm-hmm. So. And when we have to decide, you know, how important it is, and you know, we would like to think that it's some, you know, that we're totally helpless, because that gives us a level of security that it's not our fault. But we actually provide so many tools that it's not difficult for these things. We're not making it tough on these people.
Not at all. Hey, so that's a bad one. And you need to really change your behavior. And what you said is so true, that we get motivated by search for pleasure and avoidance of pain. And when they can combine a dual message where you're going to get pleasure and avoid pain, you're a sitting duck.
Mm-hmm. Because it totally catapults your biological system to start moving toward that pleasure or away from the pain. Oh my gosh, your accounts have been compromised. Oh my gosh, you just won $1 million. Yeah. Click here and pay your taxes and I'm going to send you the rest of it.
Right. Yeah, I love it.
Wow. You know, I just got fired. I was wondering how I was going to pay my bills this month.
Oh, what good fortune
I just had.
Oh, my goodness. How could this be?
It's like manna from heaven. Oh, my.
Yeah.
So, you know, so once we get biologically engaged, that third part of our brain that does the logic and reasoning doesn't even get accessed because blood flow is going in the opposite direction. We shut off biologically that part of our brain so we can fight, freeze, or flee.
Yeah. So rather than getting caught up in it, you know, you have to somehow trigger the alarm system, the internal alarm system. It's there, right? It's there, but it's being ignored. It's being bypassed. So how do you stop it from being bypassed?
Well, first off, time is your ally. So the sooner that you can get away from whatever the interaction is, and it's awesome if you're on the computer or on the telephone, because you could just set it down. Set down the phone. Walk away mm-hmm. from the computer. Take a deep breath and start breathing. Doing movement will help dissipate the hormones. Because once they've dumped. And you know, like, if you've had an encounter, maybe something innocuous, like you're walking down the street, but you were reading an email on your phone, and you narrowly miss stepping off into a manhole because you weren't paying attention to the signs that there was an open manhole. And you know, you're like, oh, and you can feel that rush and you're like, oh my gosh, because you like had to like swerve out of the way to stay on the sidewalk and not fall in. And so, but continuing to walk down the street, you can dissipate all of that hormone dump. So that's what we have to do, is we have to dissipate it. So deep breathing, oxygen to the brain will release that hold of not allowing that logic brain to think. So you've got to get up and move, deep knee bends, just walk if you're standing still, stand up if you're sitting down, and move to start processing that, because the faster you move that hormone out of your system, the sooner you'll be able to think logically and reasonably. And then you have to dissociate yourself. And I'm talking about this, as a matter of fact, in my new book coming out this summer, Money, Credit, and You, How to Avoid Identity Theft, Frauds, and Scams. Mm-hmm. And all we have to do is then pretend like it's not us. Pretend like a friend of ours has approached us with this problem. And so we're helping somebody else, because the more we can dissociate our emotional engagement or our physical, biological engagement, the better off we'll be. We'll be able to evaluate it objectively.
Yeah. And that's the key, is getting out of that zone, if you will, and really becoming aware of what is happening to you right at that particular moment, right?
I mean, yes, that's the key. We have to get back to that macro 30,000 foot level, because right now we're in it. And so we have to get away from it so we can look at it objectively, but from a distance.
Yes. Easier said than done.
Oh, no question. It's not easy, but it is simple. And the more you practice it, the better you'll get at it. And the more objective you could be. I mean, think about people like air traffic controllers, right? They have the fate of hundreds of passengers in their hands, you know, millions of dollars worth of equipment they're responsible for. Yet they have been able to practice and hone their biological skills so they can avoid that hormone dump. No, because the stakes are so unbelievably high. And so we just have to be able to get that kind of conscious control over our subconscious behavior. And we have to be like those air traffic controllers.
Yeah, that is the best metaphor I can think of. Get control, become aware, and always be aware. And that is the hardest thing, because you get lulled into the false sense of security. And then you're manipulated, and then you're a goner. So all of that and more. Heather, when is the book coming out?
It's going to be released while you and I are in Freedom Fest, the week of July 11th in Las Vegas. We're doing our book launch party, so if folks want to pop by and get some free cake and ice cream and come be a part of our book launch, we'd love to have you. For more information, visit moneycreditandyou.com, which is the website where you can get all the latest up-to-the-minute news, scam alerts, and ways to protect your identity theft and good name.
Hey, well, that's a great thing. And identity theft, hey, it's the fastest growing crime in America. It's one that oftentimes you can stop, but other times you have no ability to stop it. But you can't stop it from happening, but you can mitigate the negative effects of it. That's why we started the Identity Theft Warriors. And just go over to iTunes, type in Identity Theft Warriors, subscribe to the show. And Heather, we will talk with you again real soon. Be well.
You too. Make it a prosperous day.
This has been another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors. To find out more, go to keepmyid.org and use the code FSN2 to get started now.